Lamed Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Wednesday, the 3rd of July, Rabbi Yosef Shisha, Chinuch Halabim.
Was it a mitzvah, one-off mitzvah, which took place in the Midbar, and it was enough for all time, all the beam, including myself and my descendants, Beis Hashem, or is it something which was done, which had to be done, for every lady who came on duty during while the Beis Hamikdash were standing? Now you may ask, maybe I'm 2 weeks late, it should have been Parshas Parnos for this talk. There are two introductions. Koinam Kol, right at the beginning of the Seder, Rashi says, the Parshas are Yofen Nidreshes Hayidei Rabbi Tanchumu. And he goes on, not to say that Tanchumu says one thing and I'm saying something else. Since the Chumash says, what Rashi then goes on to say is actually are actually quotations from Tanchumu. But obviously Rashi doesn't quote everything. And one of the Shtiklachin, Tanchumu is the following, that Korach had a whole litany of Tanas, and he came to Mrs. Korach, and the first one was that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Kach es harvim, mitorach b'nei Yisrael, v'tiach to esom. V'choy esasen and taron, and do this and do that and do that, and one of them was taglachas and tenufo. So Moshe Rabbeinu did that to Korach, and he shaved me from head to foot. So he went around Kalal Yisrael, went into the tzibur, and they didn't recognize him. And they said to him, who did this to you? Who made you look like a fool? Omar Lahem, Moshe also bikach. Moshe did this to me. And more than that, they took me by my hands and my legs, and they waved me up in the air, and they said, hey presto, hurry out your toy. So they made an idiot of me and all the other Levim. And this was one of his complaints. So it's therefore very appropriate to discuss Chinuch HaLevim during Parshas Korach. Secondly, for those of us who learn Daf Yomi, a few days ago, at the end in Daf Yud Gimel, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein HaKoto Nitznas Lazoro Lavodo, Elo Beshor Shalevim Oimrim Beshir. And as you'll see in the course of the talk, this is part of the discussion. So we go back, what was the Seder HaChinuch Koinam Kol? In Parshas Nosoi, state Vahi B'yom Kalo Es Moshe Leokim Es HaMishkon. Says Rashi, on that day, that was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The second day, on the Monday, they burnt the Kor Adumo. The next day, on the Tuesday, they were mazer, they sprinkled the Efer Poro onto the Levim. And on the seventh day, which was Shabbos, Gilchu, they did the shaving. So this, the Hazoyo and the Taglachas, were part of the procedure for the Chinuch of the Levim to enter the Ol Moed. As it says in Beha'al Mesachor, the whole Seder of the Chinuch, Kachos Levim, Bichato Esom, because Hasenem Tarom, number one, Hazeh Aleim Echatos, number two, Vehevir Sar, Al Kol Besorom, Vechibsa Vigdeh Mitohorum, then take two Korbonos, a Par, and two Porim, for an Oino for Echatos. Then it says, Vehenif Aaron is Halevim, Tanifo Nifnei Hashem, Veis Bnei Yisroel, and the Medrash says that Aaron himself waved all 22,000 Levim by himself for one day, something which we just can't imagine. And according to this Seder, namely, with Hazoyo, number two, with Taglachas, number three, with Korbonos, number four, with Tenufo, with that, with this procedure, with this Seder, the Levim went through the Seder, the induction ceremony, the Chinuch, to be the Shevet of Mashosi Hashem. From then on, they took over the duties from the Bechorim. Now the question is, the first question which arises is, when was the second Hazoyah? Rashi already said the first one was on day three, on the Tuesday. When was the second one? According to the Sifrei, it says that the second, instead of the second one, they were Megaleach. The Bnei Eliyahu Midrashi writes that on the third day, day three, on Tuesday, they did the first one. And on Shavi, which was Shabbos, they did the second one. And then, on the same day, they shaved the Levim. Hevir Tara Kol Basorim. So it follows that the Taglachas took place on Shabbos. On Shabbos. Ve'ech Sam Sofer. Ve'ech Gilchu B'Shabbos. How could they do Taglachas B'Shabbos? Goizeis is one of the Lama Tes Melochas. How could they do it? And for the Chassam Sofer, two ways. Number one, on Erev Shabbos, they did the Taglachas. They cut off the hair to below the shear, which is Chayav on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, they finished it off, they completed it. So there was no issur. Or, Svatans,
what is the shear?
Whatever the shear is. Yeah.
Should it be?
Well, that, we don't need to go into the details.
I think it's
yeah. Got it. Or, Enoch and Ami, they didn't do the tar until Sunday. On Shabbos, you do Hazor and Tevilah, but the tar, the shaving didn't take place till the Sunday. Now, the Klichemdot, the Meidon, she's got a different derech. He quotes the Ramami Palo, who writes that this tenufa of the Levim, this waving, this procedure of waving, is a bechina of askasei achsei. You took him up, you take him down. Where is that mentioned? In connection with Yitzchok at the time of the Akedah. And if Dave writes the Klichemdo, that according to this idea of the Ramami Palo, the Levim themselves were the Korban. Or, at the very least, Machshiri Korban, which could not have been done on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, since it's a man of a Shabbos, they were the Korbanos like Yitzchak, Bashas, HaKedo. Everything which would needed to be done could be done on Shabbos, even the Melech Melocha of Goizes. Now, of course, it's a double failure. But actually, I found an Orach Chaim HaKodesh who supports this. The Orach Chaim HaKodesh, Pastor Kisiso, after the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu called the Levim, and what did he say to them? Vayoyim em Moshe, mili yedchem hayoyim lashem, ki ish bivnoi vachiv, v'nosei tzadchem hayoyim barucho. So the Orach Chaim HaKodesh says, I don't understand what these Miluim were. If it's to tell us they had to go and kill their close relatives, it had already been done. And is he trying to say, to put their mind at rest, and say they so to speak, they'd gone out and were shooting right and left, and there'd been a bloodbath, and God forbid they would have taken on the middle of Achzorius, if he's going to tell them that, then apparently that's not possible because this was a mitzvah. But what he says, Orach Chaim HaKodesh, Milu Yedchem, it is not a command to go and do this and that. On the contrary, he said to them like that, having done what you did, because it was the Rotzon Hashem, with this act, you have reached a Shalemus, like Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak at the time of their Kedah. With this Milu Yedchem, you have reached a degree of Shalemus, such a degree of Shalemus, which is only, where do you find it? If you go back to Yitzchak Mashiach's HaKedah, you yourselves had made yourselves Korbonos, and with that, we can go now back to the Raman. That since the Levim achieved with this Hariga, which was a mitzvah, killing the Ovdei Ho'egan, they reached such a high madrega like Avraham Avinu B'Shas HaKedah, Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted to treat them at the time of their chinuch as if they themselves were korbonos, and with a korban, you lift him up, and you do mitzvahs tenufa. So what's the upshot? That according to Chassam Sofer, they were not allowed to do melocha d'oraisa on Shabbos during the Chinuch HaLevim. Because he holds, the Chinuch HaLevim is no more than a chelek of Binyan HaMishkon, the Levim were part of the necessity to the functioning of the Mishkon. And Binyan Mishkon, as we all know, is not Dorcha Shavuos HaKodesh. Masha Einken, according to the Klei Chemdo, held that Chinuch HaLevim is a master korban, and a korban to Zemanoi, the Shabbos is Doiche Shabbos, even with a Melucha Doraisa. But the question is, my Nafka Min alone, what difference does it make to us, thousands of years later, whether the Chinuch HaLevim was a korban or was not a korban? So, first of all, we need to mevarer to clarify what are the shittas of the Moine HaMitzvahs in this particular mitzvah of Chinuch HaLevim. Was it a mitzvah l'doiras or a one-off a mitzvah l'shor? So we start with Ibn Ezra. In the last pasuk of the Chinuch HaLevim in Behaloshu. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe al Advim, kein osu lehem. Zubra Ibn Ezra, kein osu lehem tomi, b'nei Aaron b'nei. They did it constantly, which implies always. Which implies that you hold that it's a mitzvah to Dorus, tomi. Kein osu lehem tomi, b'nei Aaron b'nei. But the Rambam doesn't hold it. Has a different line. Because it says in the Mishnah in the Goyim, Shloishu megalchin v'taglachton mitzvah. Who are the three? Hanozir, v'hamatzora, v'hanavim. All of them had to be shaved with a razor from head to toe. And in the Perush HaMishnayos, the Rambam writes that taglachas hanavim only took place in the midrash. Ve'eina noheges v'doros. He writes quite clearly it was one of. And of Dame Shrad Yeruchim Perlo in his extraordinary perish on the Sefer HaMitzvot to Rabbeinu Sadegon, that pashtus in the Mishnah, that is Ledoros, just as Nozir and Metzora were Ledoros, likewise, the third one, the Levim, will also have been Ledoros. So what is the shit of Rabbeinu Sadegon himself? Rabbeinu Sadegon, if you're familiar with the Sefer HaMitzvot in Sadegon, it's written in very cryptic, brief, say poems or prose, and here it says, "V'taharas b'nei Levi lovai cheder." The cheder is haviani amelech hadorot. Lovai cheder means symbolizes coming into the Beis Hamikdash. "V'taharas b'nei Levi lovai cheder." Yeah, let me just carry on. And the Moreh Ha'afelo, I think it's a parish cardinal from the Teman, quoted in the Torah Shlomo, on the pasuk V'heiniv Aaron es Halevim Tanifu Lifnei Hashem, he says the following: Ein Tanifu Halevim Kishar Tanifu Korbanos. The Tanifu of the Levim is not identical to the normal waving which has Trim and Tanifu with Korbanos. But what is it? Yonichem bo'azoro, they should be led in to the Azor, in a procession. Ve'ashir makhel lifneim. And this is exactly what Rabbeinu Sadegon on the Torah writes. Ve'enif Aaron es Halevim Tanufo, yavirem, he should bring them in. Ve'yanche oisim lefonov, and position the Levim lefonov, and that is the Seder of Chinuch HaLevim Ledorot. And where is the makor for this procedure? I think it's in that Mishnah, which we learned a few days ago in Daf Yomi, at the end of Perek Sheni, Ein koton nichnas la'azor la'avodo, elo b'shor shalivim oimdim b'shir. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash writes, Shehakoyhein eino nichnas la'azor la'avodo t'chilo, a kohen is only inducted to start his service as a kohen, el b'shor shalivim oimrim b'shirim. And the Rav at Shaykh Kabbal, The Torah's Gedolah, because the Mishnah says quite clearly, A, speaking about a Levi. Rashi, if you look at the Dibur HaMasseh in Rashi, Rashi writes quite clearly, Levi, mentions Levi, Levi called. Then the Levim go in. But the truth is, the Rambam is going in the Shittosoi. The Rambam, as we know, the Koinim are Levim, Levim are Koinim, the terms are interchangeable. Here the Rambam takes Levi as meaning a Koin, because he wrote, as I already told you, in the Mishnah in Nagoyim, that Chinuch HaLevim was a one-off. So therefore, it cannot refer to Levim, it could only refer to Koinim. But the Mor HaAvelo and the Rebbeinu Sadogon, they take the Mishnah literally. Ein, what does the Mishnah say? Ein kotan nichlus hazoro, or as Rashi says, ein levi kotan nichlus hazoro, only at the time when there is the shir. And that's how they explain the pasuk, v'heniv anan ha'levim tenufo. This tenufa of the levim is not tenufo, as we understand it with the korban. You pick it up, wave it with the hands of the kohenim and the baalim. But it means, it has a different connotation. Elu yolichem v'azoro v'hashir makhe lifneim. Now, what comes up from all this? That Rebbeinu Sadogon and Mor HaAvelo go in the line of the Ibn Ezra, that mitzvah chinuch HaLevim was a mitzvah for all time, mitzvah l'dorot. And the Makor is, the source is, in the Mishnah and Eruchim, which is based on the posuk v'heniv Aaron. But of course, we have to understand then, what is the connection between v'heniv and shir? If you say tenufa does not mean, as we understand it, lifting up and down, so what has it got to do? Where's the connection? Where's the analogy? Where's the link with shir? Well, we're all aware of this beautiful story with David HaMelech. Good morning, Baruchas. Quoted in Midrashim, and particularly in the Roshan HaRishami, Omar Rebbe Levi, Kinoir Hoyotolu Keneged Chalonos of Shadovid. David HaMelech had a harp or a lyre hanging by the window, by the open window, V'hoyo Riach Sofonis V'Lashevas Balaino, and a strong northern wind blew by night, Umanaf Nefes Boy, this is the key word, Umanaf Nefes Boy, and it blew the strings, they resonated the strings, vibrated the harp strings, v'hoyo menagein me'elo. So the Yerushalmi uses the word tenufo to describe the effect of the wind blowing on the harp strings. As an aside, I was brought up in Netzwerth, we lived there, there was an autumn god who lived there, Rabbi Sassoon, who went on Aliyah to Eretz Yisroel, and he lived in Yerushalayim. And he made this observation that Ad HaYom HaZeh, at midnight in Yerushalayim, there's a very, very strong wind. And this strong wind was the wind which resonated the harp strings of David HaMelech. He was there, the window was open, obviously, and they resonated the harp strings, and he started playing the music, and that was his David HaMelech's alarm clock. So we see, the Yerushalmi says, Umanaf nefes boy. The word tenufo is linked to vibrating the movement of the chords of the heart. And this, I think, is the basis of what the Mor HaAvelo and the Rebbeinu Sadogon say. They learn the pulse of Heiniv Aaron as tenufo as Hanavim tenufo. That it means it's connected with the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash. So now we come back to our question. The Ma'inav Kamina, to us, what difference does it make to us? The Machloikas between the Tzam Sof and the Kli Chemdo. Whether the Chinuch HaLevim in the Midbar was part of Binyan HaMishkon, and therefore it's not, and they couldn't do Taglachas on Shabbos, or whether, as the Kli Chemdo writes, whether it is actually a korban, and would be Doicha Shabbos even with the Melocha Deoraisa. Well, now, one can say that this Machloikas is linked with the Machloikas of the Rambam and the Benesadja, whether Chinuch HaLevim is a mitzvah Meshato, was it a one-off, or was it a mitzvah L'Doris? The Chasam Sofer is going in the line of the Rambam, and most of the Moini HaMitzvahs, that this mitzvah is not Noeg L'Doris, it was not Noeg L'Doris, it was part of Binyan HaMishkon, and it was not Doich HaShavos, it was only a one-off, like all the other Chanokim, all the other components in Binyan HaMishkon, which are not Doich HaShavos. Masha Enkein, according to Gidei Chemdo, based on the Ramah Mipano, they learn that the Levim, at the time of the Chinuch, they themselves were Korban, like Yitzchok, at the time of the Akedo, and therefore Aaron had to physically pick them up in his Heiliger hand and wave them like they were a Korban, and therefore they are the Korban, and therefore, by extension, the Taglachas will be Doich HaShabbos. But that was at that time. Then, that time, which took place after the Maaseh HaEgel, as the Divrei Ohr HaChaim HaKodesh writes, that they had risen to the occasion, and they themselves were rewarded by being considered a Korban. That's why they were physically waived. Masha Ein Kein LaDoros, then we have to explain to Nufo, as Rabbi Nisadja says, namely, Lohalichon Ba'azoro, to take them in procession, Ba'azoro, at the time of the Shir, and in this manner, there will be Mikayim, the Mrs. Chinuch Ledoros, that their entrance would be, the grand entrance would be, at the time of the playing of the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash. As the Mishnah says, as I have quoted to you. So we should be misfired that the coin should come, the coin should come on Dosom, the Levim, the Shir, the Zimmer, the Soil in vain. Here we remain.
Ask you, since the Beis HaMikdash didn't need the hair of the Levim,
there would
be, yes, therefore would be